Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot.
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go.
The new fun Sarah.
Woohoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games. So join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, it's too long and it's my fault that we haven't talked to Trey Oliver yet this season, the head coach at NC Central, a national champion. I remember. I watched it. We talked to him before. I think we talked to him after. I don't even remember anymore because I don't remember what I had for breakfast. Trey Oliver, the head coach of Central, congratulations on your Black College National Championship a year ago at the win over Jackson State. And congratulations on being 2-0 after the win over North Carolina A&T. But I'm looking here on Twitter at Coach V. Brown 59. Did they take a shot at you guys after the win? After they lost to you?
Adam, you know, I haven't seen this before in my life. You know, a coach going to take shots at me and my school after we just put hands and feet on them. So I don't know, man, and I don't even know why what the problem is. You know, he didn't speak to me before the game, didn't have any words for me after the game. So I don't know, man. I don't know what's up with that.
So there's pictures of a bunch of trophies, which look, I think A&T has rich tradition in football, as does NC Central. You guys are also, arch rivals. The Aggie Eagle Classic is one of the classics, really, in all of college football. How much is he just maybe bitter that you guys, as you said, put hands and feet all over him?
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't think he understands the dynamics of our conference or the two schools. Yes, bitter rivals, but I have nothing but the utmost respect for North Carolina A&T. I had an opportunity to coach there for 5 years and win 2 championships, the inaugural Celebration Bowl. And I don't know. I had something to do with a couple of those trophies in that trophy case. I just wonder how many of those he had something to do with.
Oh, my gosh. Trey Oliver is here on the Adam Gold Show. I saw a soundbite of yours after the game where I don't know that you were taking a shot at A&T for – their choice, and it's not the coach's choice, by the way, what conference they play in, because they left the MEAC, and I cannot believe the MEAC is down to 6 football-playing schools. They left culture behind. They left their culture behind. I'm a Maryland grad, and when Maryland left for the riches, theoretically, of the Big Ten, they left behind, so, I don't know, 70 years of friendships and culture, and I don't think A&T is ever going to be able to recapture that.
Well, you know, and I think everybody took it out of context. I was asked in the press conference about how that game will affect recruiting. And
okay.
I was trying to give A&T some props and talk about how electrifying and the energy was in the stadium. And you know how great of an event that is when these two teams play each other.
Right.
And I said, the statement I made about the band, yes, A&T has a very loud band. Okay, they have a great band. And my statement was about, you know, when these other schools from the CA come in there, it won't be that type of environment. Okay?
Right.
You know, it's so much history and tradition within the schools in this conference and in Black college football. So, you know, when you play at Winston-Salem State or a Fayetteville State or Hampton University or Florida A&M, you know, it's people that have, you know, history, and it's families that went to both schools. So now when you tailgate, there's a lot of camaraderie and, you know, it's fun, you know. Now when you tailgate and you have Villanova coming in the house of Mammoth, you know, those are great football schools, but that's not the culture and the tradition of HBCUs.
Trey,
it was not a shot at at North Carolina A&T. Like I said, I have the utmost respect for them and the institution. But when you talk about our culture and football games and all that stuff, they won't see that again until homecoming.
Right, and it brings me to this, something that I was thinking about as I was watching, and I took it out of context too. I did not know the context of that answer. I just saw that soundbite and thought, I like that because we are in an era here of college especially college football, really only college football, where there's so much, I would say, consolidation more than anything else, and the bigger conferences are gobbling up not just, you know, schools that are outside of the Power Five, but they're gobbling up each other, and it's all for money, and none of it really, none of it has great meaning, but I just get the sense that in the MEAC and the SWAC, there's more of a sense of camaraderie and family than there is anywhere else. It really, to me, speaks to what college football and college sports is really about.
Definitely. And, you know, before integration, and that's what we were, you know, black colleges were here for and why they originated. Because, you know, we couldn't go to the PWI schools. And we had four conferences, you know, for our HBCUs. And, you know, it's just sad to see. And, you know, I coach football. I'm not into politics and the money part of this whole deal, but the business side of this. But, you know, when you see schools leave, you know, the traditional HBCU conferences and go to these other conferences, you know, sometimes, you know, for me, it's heartbreaking because, you know, you're just going on the other side of the fence for what? Some money or what's the deal? And the conference that were originated for all of this, now where do they stand?
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here.
We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, real low. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, A&T is now in the Colonial. I think, I don't know, Hampton is in the Big South. And these were, I mean, traditional MEAC schools. And I don't know how much more money could possibly be in it for them. I really don't. I mean, they don't have massive television contracts. There is no Colonial Athletic Association television network, right? I don't understand. But I mean, again, it's not the decision of the football coaches or even the athletic directors. It's the decision of the university presence. It does seem like that they have sold out. So, I have a couple of football.
What did you say, Adam? They did what?
It does seem to me that they have sold out. And
you said it. I did.
All right. And
now, Adam, you look on Thursday night, man. Every Thursday is the HBCU game on.
That's right.
ESPN Network.
Yep.
You know, you don't see these other conferences playing on, you know, the type of TV deal that we get. So I just don't get it, man. I don't get it for the life of me. But again, who am I? I'm just a football coach.
Trey Oliver, the head coach at NC Central, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I was looking at Jordan Reed, an alum I know of NC Central, who does draft analysis for ESPN. He's got your quarterback, Davis Richard, and your safety, Khalil Baker, as two of the top 10 players in HBCUs. He did say that he thought Khalil would be more undrafted free agent, but he's 6 foot, nearly 200 pounds, and he flies all around hitting everything. I don't know why that guy wouldn't get drafted, but what do those two guys bring to your football team?
Well, you know, both of them, are, you know, have great leadership qualities. Both of them are great young men. You know, Khalil has grown up so much, and I'm just so proud of the growth and development of him off the field. And, you know, on the field, he has a knack for the ball. He has a great feel for the game. You all just tell him something one time, and he understands what's going on and understands concepts. So he had an outstanding year last year. I hope that he can build off of that this year. And, you know, we have a big game this week against UCLA. So
yes, you do.
These guys that have aspirations to play next level, they need to play well, you know, this weekend. And Davius, He's just improved year in and year out, and he does an outstanding job of managing the game. He has great arm strength, and he can beat you with his legs as well. Now, he's not just a dual-threat quarterback, but when he tucks it and you know, runs the ball, he causes problems in the run game. So I'm so happy to have both of these guys on my team, and I want to coach against them.
Trey Oliver is joining us. Your game against UCLA, 5 o'clock. By the way, on the Pac-12 network, which I'm sure you can get somewhere, but you guys have gotten off to a very good start. And I was just looking at the schedule, because there's only 5 opponents for you in the MEAC, how challenging has it been to put schedules together for you and everybody else?
Well, it's tough, you know, and you look at your non-conference schedules and My thoughts were, you know, when we play these non-conference schools, I want to play some tough top 25 schools. You know, for you to be able to get nationally ranked, you had to beat some ranked schools or, you know, some tough schools. So we will play one Division II team, which is, you know, usually a rival game, either Winston or Fayetteville.
Right.
And then from there, you know, we're going to look at the Big South and CAA. So we have Campbell. We have Elon. So those are two really good programs, and, you know, I wanted to find local schools where our fans could have an opportunity to travel. We weren't going to go all the way across the country, you know, if we could help it. So luckily we were able to get a deal with Campbell and Elon, and our alum can, you know, travel right around the corner, come check us out.
By the way, I believe you're ranked 18th currently in the FCS poll. Before I let you go, Trey Oliver, head coach at NC Central, and I don't know how much you care to get into this or if you just want to, you know, just kind of brush it off, but Tez Walker, who's been in the news at North Carolina, nothing that he has done wrong with the NCAA denying his waiver. I know he spent a year and a half at Central. What's your recollection of Tez as much off the football field as on it?
Yeah, I won't get into the NCAA's decision. I feel sorry for the young man because he's a great young man. When he came out of high school and we recruited him, he was coming off an ACL injury.
Right.
And he missed his senior year, but I saw some film of him working out, and he looked healthy and was like he was back to 100%. So I'll never forget, I went by Bojangles in Charlotte to go see him. He was at work, and he came out around the corner with his apron on and had flour from head to toe. But we sat down for about 30, 40 minutes and you know, talked that day, and we had an opportunity signing him. And he came here, and unfortunately COVID hit.
Right.
And he was here for the year and decided to leave and go up to Kent State. But great young man, quality guy. He was a guy that I thought fit our program. But I wish him nothing but the best. And, you know, it's just an unfortunate situation.
All right, I'm just going to follow it up. And again, if you'd just like to say, hey, thank you for the question, that would be fine. It doesn't seem as though the NCAA, and I'm not asking you to comment on what the NCAA did, but maybe it's the you get the same read on it as I do. It didn't seem like they bought his reasoning for leaving Central to go to Kent State, in that he was afraid that there would not be a 2021 season because of COVID as well, because if there are no fans or if limited fans were allowed, that you might not play.
Yeah, I don't know Tez's thoughts about that or whatever, and I don't know what NCAA, why they ruled, how they ruled. I really don't know, so I don't have a comment on that one.
You are the man. I appreciate Trey Oliver's time. Good luck against the Bruins this week, and we will talk to you again, my friend.
Adam, I appreciate you, bro. Take care, man.